Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the V Show, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the V Show. I have no cough button here, I don't think. This is not working, which I don't completely understand why. It's wired properly, and yet not working. I can't figure that out. I just don't understand, because I got a little throat issue today, which is concerning because I'm supposed to make a speech tonight, and generally they like when they can hear you. they're funny that way. So you'll have to indulge me if occasionally I am stepping off mic to try and get myself so you can hear me on the radio. People on the radio don't appreciate it when you're rasping at them either. So you got to just try and do your best. So that's what we're going to do. So here's a beverage right here. I guess I didn't expect to be raspy this soon, but apparently I am. Ah, very good. Very good. Get yourself some Ale 8. Oh, you can't beat Ale 8. Very, very good. Hey, a wild, in good way, wild weekend. Let me see if I can find the exact tweet so I can give it its proper quote here. The Loose City played in front of their first ever sellout crowd.
I'm back. I'm here.
Hi,
Nick. Hi, Pops. How are you?
I can't get this cough button to work, and I'm still fighting that what your wife perceives as non-existent throat issue. So
that's not what she said, but
yeah. I'm trying to work through it here. So occasionally you may
the angry frog, just like the poison dart frogs we saw yesterday at the Newport Aquarium.
More than a frog, this is something else. But we'll fight through it. I'll be here till 2, and then I'm gonna go get ready for this speech, which I'm very amped up about. So anyway, speaking to the Kentucky Electric Cooperatives, I believe as part of speaking for them, they're going to give me a box of electricity. Looking forward to it.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, so this was what I was alluding to, that Loose City last night played, Saturday, they played in front of their first ever sellout crowd, and it was over 14,000. And I'm trying to find the quote from the head man, from Brad Estes, and because he made an interesting point that actually is a jumping off point for conversation. I mean, everybody, the easy part of that is, hey, it's great, here it is, and this is what he said: in my opinion, tonight's Loose City FC win was the top five moment in club history. The win itself was phenomenal against an awesome opponent, but it's more than that. This should be a North Star for the rest of lower division soccer. If you build it, they will come. Well, that's an interesting point, because I thought about that, because there aren't enough clubs that can get this kind of support. I mean, it triggered so many discussion points in my head, because it was incredible to see the crowd, 14,000 plus. They've had really good crowds before. 14,673, if you're scoring at home. Largest crowd in club history, the venue's first ever sellout. Okay, so that's, they were determined to do that. They had bumpers, billboards around the city, packed the fam, and they did. They packed the fam, so good for them, and it was great, and they won. So it was a happy, happy night all around. But here's the thing that triggers. Again, this is a tired discussion point, so I'm not going to belabor it. But again, we build a minor league, lower level, if you don't want to use the term minor league, lower level soccer facility, and the support is off the rails. It's off the charts. And yet nobody will look at this place as a potential big league market. I don't, and every time we get one, we were driving to Cincinnati yesterday and talking about this, and, you know, every time we get one, it gets taken away. They get the, because we passed the Kentucky Speedway, and, you know, and that's...
And basically poured one out for it. Yeah. Because we talked about that. We talked about Valhalla. Well,
Valhalla, now they're not going to get any majors because it's not going to be, you know, they're not going to come back here, you know, likelihood. And Louisville, Kentucky Speedway, I don't know what that's going to be. A flea market? Who knows what the hell that's going to be?
There was the Western and Southern Financial Open up in Cincinnati's this week.
Yeah.
They were trying to get a tennis thing, and that turned out to be a complete ridiculous.
That was a fiasco.
The guy basically, you know, stole money, and Drew rightfully crushed him on the air. We can't have anything nice or cool. I mean
Cincinnati's got they're excited now. The Reds are not much of exciting, except for me, because I've got my own, you know, Maple Leaf pennant race going for them to try and get to third place. They're second in their three team race right now. They're ahead of Pittsburgh, but behind the Cubs. They lost two out of three to the Cubs, but they won yesterday to at least salvage one game. But the Reds are going on. The Bengals with high hopes for this season. You've got the tennis tournament coming up, which is a really great one. It's the big names play because it's a great kind of last tune-up on hard court for the U.S. Open. So it's a great event, and you know they just have everything, and we get, and Nashville gets everything, and they just pass us by for everything. It's just and I don't know why. I really, there's got to be some other reason that I don't know what it is that they don't like bourbon. I don't know what the hell could it be. I don't know, but they just won't ever consider us. And I look at this and I say, what more proof do you need? I mean, no disrespect, but it's not even Major League Soccer. It's the next level down, and the people are losing their minds over it. And good, I'm happy. I'm not mocking it, and I'm not mocking the players. If anybody's listening, they're good players. But the point is, in this country, here's the second talking point. It is what it is. It's the minor league soccer level, and it will stay the minor league soccer level because we don't have anything in place here like they have in Europe where you can win your way up to the next level, which would be interesting because this is exactly how it plays out there. You know, some of the smaller, now they wouldn't play in front of 14,000, even the smaller, the venues that are playing it, what is it called? The championship soccer, is that what it's called? There's the Premier League and then the championship soccer level, championship football, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, is that where you can get relegated to?
Yes, that's where you get relegated to. Well, but it goes down. You can get relegated down from that, too. You can keep going down. You can go down to, you know, levels 2 and 3 and all the way down, but you can play your way up. And if you're in a position where you have a chance to play your way up, the stadiums are usually, you know, bigger than this. They're not playing in the Premier League in front of 15,000 people generally. But my point is, what they do have, though, is they have success. Like Louisville City has indisputably had success. I mean, it's amazing success they've had on the field. And they have got the great fan support, and that's how it plays out there. They win at that lower level, and the fans are packing their stadiums, and next thing you know, they're playing with the big boys. And so you can earn your way up there at least. But here, you know, nobody will put a team here, and we play at this level, and we support the hell out of it, and they win, and they do everything right, and still nothing. I mean, it's just I don't want to put a damper on it because that's actually a happy story. And, you know, that's what he said here. And Brad said, you know, it should be a North Star for the rest of lower division soccer. If you build it, it will come. I don't know, but if you build it, it will come. They will come maybe, but I don't know. Regardless, what he's saying is if you build a nice stadium, give people. But that's not really necessarily true in other cities, I don't think. I'm sorry. I think that's the point. Louisville's exceptional. And so there should be some reward for that. And I guess the reward is just in itself, that they're playing in front of packed houses and they're winning games.
Get a national TV game, right. And then,
yeah. But it's just, it's baffling to me. Absolutely. Especially, and I realize, you know, I read history. And so people say, oh, you're dealing too much with stuff in the past. But, I mean, Louisville took its place at the table with every major city in the country for a long time, way back. I mean, that we had, you know, before the major leagues took the shape they are now, Louisville was in the American Association, which was a major league, and they had a team in that league. And they, you know, the ABA team, when the ABA had risen to the point of being on a level equal with the NBA, the Colonels had the fifth best attendance of any pro basketball team, average attendance of any pro basketball team in the country. And it's just, I don't know. I don't completely get it. And I don't think I ever will get it, to be honest with you. But whatever, it was a happy night for sure, with a sellout crowd and a victory for Lou City. So good for them. So congratulations to them. What else are we talking about? Oh, Entz has responded. It is called EFL Championship. Yeah, so I said championship. I got that part right. So English Football League Championship, then League One, League Two. So that's like Division One, Division Two, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, be nice to Entz. His team has hit rock bottom. His team is Manchester United. And as much as, you know, you have fun when two teams are good and they can go back and forth and heckle each other, which had been the case for a long time with Liverpool and Man United. Manchester United lost 4-0 to a team I didn't even know was in the Premier League over the weekend. I think they were down 4-0 at the half. I mean, it has sunk to a level that is almost unbelievable. So, let's see. Where is it? That's the wrong button. This is the button I meant to push. They lost on... Where is it here? Manchester United lost to Brentford. Who in hell is Brentford? I thought that was a stop on the Long Island Railroad. On the Long Island Railroad. You know, right out there in Suffolk County. Right by Wynedanch. Wynedanch, Brentford. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, two stops before Jamaica.
Unbelievable. I mean, so they lost 4-0. I don't know. Maybe they're going to be great this year, because the week before, I guess, Brentford played... Oh, no, they played Leicester, which is not anything great. And they tied them 2-2. I thought they played Man City. They didn't. So anyway, for what it's worth, because people are paying attention to soccer. And they're paying attention to soccer here, as evidenced by the sold-out crowd for Lou City. So good for them. Now, when is the – did I miss it? It's terrible. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But, we you know, our interview with Gemma got disrupted by phone issues. When is the Women's Cup thing? Is that this week?
Yes. Okay. I believe it is. I'll pull up the date exactly.
This weekend?
But I know Racing drew Friday 0-0 with Houston on the road.
Nope. Got a point, anyway. But, you know, be nice. That was a remarkable achievement last year when they won that cup, so we'll see if they can do it again. Home field advantage, much as Locke likes to think it's a myth. Evidently, the players don't think so.
Good point.
By the way, congratulations to J-Town's 12 and under strike, 12 and under strike team. They are the whatever league that is. Is that the Cal Ripken League?
I believe so. Yes,
they're the champions. The champions. They won it. There's a nice picture of them. They beat Mexico in the championship 3-1. A nice picture of a dog pile out by the pitcher's mound, which makes everybody happy. So good for them. Congratulations to them. So there you go.
Want a little menage a montage?
Sure. Let's see how many we can identify, and you'll tell us whatever else is in there. So here we go.
Here's a chance for Wilson. Harrison. Harris scores! Oh, he just took it right away from the defender, just like he did last week. And Harris puts Louisville City on top and erupts this crowd of 14,673. They're on their feet.
Have you and Bell talked?
No.
Mark, I can't see you wasting a lot of time on social media like we do, and yet you posted so quickly after those comments came out. How did you find out about it?
It was pointed out to me, and I really try to stay off there for that very reason. I'm done. I'm done. I addressed it. You know, again, I will defend my players and the staff and the people in the Big Blue Nation.
And he'll face Daniel Vogelbeck to lead off the home sixth. First pitch to the left-hand hitter, hit deep to right field, back near the wall, and gone. Vogelbeck jumps on the first pitch from Zach Wheeler and hits it into the patio seating in right field to the right of the 370 mark for Vogelbeck, his 15th home run of the year, his third as a Met, and the Mets now lead it 6-0.
What did you think about the press conference down there with Coach Stoops? Any reaction to that?
I said the wrong thing. Mark and I will be fine. We'll get back and talk about it. You know, I'm not real smart, and sometimes it doesn't come out the right way. That's my Italian in me, but we'll be fine.
And Aquino drives it high and deep to left field. That is way back there. It is gone. Aristides Aquino puts the Reds on top with a three-run home run in the bottom of the second inning.
Maybe today is the day.
His first home run since May 23rd, his fourth of the year.
We're supposed to be teaching young people. And the lessons that we're teaching them is what? Adults can't get it right? Come on. We're better than that. We're better than that. Or we expect a different result from them. Do we really want the kids to see this is the way the adults are handling it? No. We want to teach them what's right. Grace. Gratitude. Let's start there. Then maybe, just maybe, they'll walk out of here with going, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to look.
Was that Barnhart at the end? Who was that?
Yes, that was Barnhart. Shout out Phil Baker for chopping that bad boy up for us.
Very nice. Well, he had, you know, I let you know that I'm, you know, somebody who doesn't want to jump on, let's make a big deal about anything that somebody says on social media, but it became a big thing. It became a legitimate thing. And that may be just simply because the prominence that the two coaches have, especially Cal, who kind of started the whole thing, you know, but, you know, that he had to jump in and say something should let you know that he wasn't too pleased either. And I think he's, you know, he even said that elsewhere, his comments were, we're not going to be just whining and kind of, you know, I want. We're going to be grateful for what we have. And I was like, whoa, okay. Daddy got mad. but I understand. I mean, because, you know, they've done a whole crap ton of stuff over there. And you know, when you're one of your showcase programs starts seemingly getting into it with another one of your showcase programs, that's not a good thing. So, I mean, the question is, could he have waited till Cal got back and had a sat everybody down and said, listen, boys, we got to hash this out? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Could have. But, you know, I do agree. I do understand, rather, why he would want to take it on right away, try and keep it from, you know, turning into a wildfire, which to some degree it did. And then Cal's comments helped a little bit, you know, and Stoops, you know, he's defending himself too. I mean, he says that, and that's good. I'm going to defend my players. I'm going to defend my staff. You know, he's also says, I'm defending myself. I worked my ass off here for 10 years, pal. You're not going to just come in and pee on me. So I mean, he's not going to say that, but let's be honest. That's also what he's saying. You know, nice that you can couch it in your players and your staff, which is true. I mean, he is doing that. That's not a falsity, you know. They've accomplished a lot, and he's defending all the work that was put in to get those achievements. But you know, hey, he's like, I was here working too, you know. You know, so he was defending. So anyway, we'll see how it plays out when they get back. And it is interesting. Kyle Tucker made an interesting point. I mean, of all years, this seems to be. Now, haven't taken a snap, haven't really played a possession in basketball. I mean, you can't really count what went on in the Bahamas. That was like playing against the wind. I mean, you know, you can't tell very much from that. But the fact is, you know, they haven't really played anything, done anything yet. But they look like they're primed for really good seasons in both sports, and that would be, you know, really not exactly the most fortuitous thing to get off on that kind of foot on a year where, you know, they could be going big time going forward. The Daniel Vogelbach is a rather hefty fellow. I think he should be called the Chubber Clubber. But he's a little chubby, but he can swing it. So Nick must not be on the mic because he would have responded to that.
Oh, no, I'm right here on the mic. I love me some Daniel Vogelbach. Ever since, I don't want to get...
When he went to the plate with a Whopper in his hand, was that the game that really got your attention?
I don't want to be...
body shaming him.
No. No. The exact opposite. I don't know what it is between the Mets being good, between DeGrom coming back and after getting batted around and getting nervous and like his first rehab start or whatever has been
in the minor league.
Yeah, exactly. Has been absolutely electric tying, I think, his record in 2021 for what, most strikeouts in his first handful of starts. I think he's struck out 50% of the batters he's faced. So you have a superstar in that. The rest of the team's playing pretty well. Edwin Diaz has become a social media darling. Pat McAfee saying that he's, you know, it's his new favorite player because of the entrance and everything. Shout out to, I forgot his name, Brandon something from SNY, who started the Edwin Diaz Challenge. I did it at the restaurant last week where you run into to your job, you know, your place of employment with the music playing behind you.
We don't run in. You walk in like he does.
Well, you walk in and then jog, and then someone tries to get a
Did you jog? Did you just walked in?
No, I walked in and jogged up the hallway, and then I was gonna I was gonna do a longer one, and I still might. I just need to get a photographer and pick a moment when, you know, we don't have actual customers, and management's like, Nick, stop trying to go viral and, you know, run this calamari, you stupid bastard. But I mean, you have that, you, and now you have low key your mascot in Vogelbach, who someone did a side-by-side of him with Babe Ruth, and he kind of looks like him. I mean, he doesn't kind of. He looks very much like him. So now you have your star.
The Babe Ruth. If they do another Babe Ruth story, he should definitely play Babe Ruth. There's no question.
Oh, no.
Left-handed batter. He's a big boy.
Dad, look up the side-by-side. I mean, seriously, it looks like somebody, you know, just they said he's a modern day Babe Ruth. It looks like someone modernized the photo of Babe Ruth, kind of like they, you know, they did the CGI for the first Field of Dreams game. It looks like that, except he's just, you know, he has a different haircut and he's in a Mets uniform. So you have a mascot, you have a social media darling who's also playing out of his mind. You have a superstar and the rest of the team that's playing pretty solid. You know, if they could just get some GD run support when Scherzer and DeGrom pitch, this is shaping up to be a special year for the Mets. Like, I'm starting to get like
let's hope so.
This is like the type of team that, you know, can make a postseason run and the city can get behind. I mean, just because, I mean, there's not a ton of unlikable guys on the team, right? I mean,
no, they seem to be. They seem to. That's a great point. Not only do the fans seemingly like them, they seem to like each other. They have fun. You know, Alonso's a fun guy, and
I didn't even mention Polar
Bear. By the way, coming up with some cool.
I didn't even mention Polar Bear. Sure. Francisco Lindor's playing, living up to his contract. Yeah. This is what a year.
Yeah, he set a record.
A year removed,
Lindor set a record for most RBIs for a Mets shortstop in history. They've come up with some cool names for Vogelbach. By the way, I'm enjoying this. The Vogel Wagon.
He does look like a wagon.
The fridge. Oh, the fridge. That's a good one.
The fridge would be great.
I like the Vogel wagon.
Well, I mean, in hockey, that's a term. So. That's a term of endearment, a wagon. It's just, you know, it's just that. It's like a workhorse. Like, he's just an absolute wagon. And so, I mean, you know, I could see Vogelbach being a wagon. Can you believe we're like, what, a year?
It's
a year or two removed from the thumbs down nonsense? And this is what we have.
Well,
it's amazing when you have an owner that spends money.
Buck Showalter's done a really good job, by the way.
I mean,
he's done a terrific job. Yeah. So anyway, what else was in that sounder there? We had I don't even remember the mail because I should.
It was the Reds. Aristides Aquino kind of got off the schneid a little bit there. We have the Wilson Harris goal from Loose City, and I mean. I don't know why. It is one of those things. You know, I'm not poking fun at anybody, but we haven't been able to get the combination right so that the sound isn't always, you know, poor Jeff Milby always sounds like he's, you know, radioing in an airstrike in Vietnam, because for whatever reason those sound calls always get a little overmodulated. But I don't think we could have done anything that time, because you could hear the crowd roaring in the background. So that was really cool. Reflective of what you opened the show with the historic crowd that was at Lynn Family Stadium this weekend. And then just the smattering in there of all kinds of UK schism sound. There's a bite here that I kind of want you to listen to. I found this. I'll give credit where it's due. It was on ESPN National, actually. A friend of the program and the station, Myron Medcalf, had this take about the whole schism and said that he thinks this is going to become the norm in this NIL era of college athletics.
He's saying you walked into a championship caliber team and program, and I had to build this from the ground up. You have to remember, these are two coaches at the same school. You know, this isn't Auburn versus Kentucky in football. This is two coaches at the same school who are going at each other, and it just, it's wild. But I'll tell you this, for the people who think this is unique, it's not. This is going to happen more and more around the country with NIL. What you're finding is that there's a certain amount of money that these boosters are willing to contribute to these schools, and now you got to compete for, all right, you want this player to get a deal, I want a facility, the scholarship fund still needs to be fulfilled. So now you have competition internally for this limited pool of money.
I didn't completely understand the point he was trying to make. I'll be honest. Was he suggesting that the thing about Cal and Stoops is a microcosm, if you will, of what will go on at schools where internally there is going to be competition because they're fighting for NIL money? Is that what that was about?
Yes. I think, to overly summarize it, yeah. I mean, he was talking about how – and there's a bunch of sound we'll get to later on in the show – involving the whole I think Stoops kind of put the line in the sand of, you know, we built this thing, we didn't, he used the term, we didn't start off on third base, but he made the sound bites I heard, how I took it, it wasn't necessarily that he was saying that like UK didn't earn that, UK basketball, I mean, didn't earn that, but he was just saying that, look, let's be honest. There's the history there. When Cal came into the program, yeah, Billy Clyde wasn't exactly great, but it was still Kentucky basketball. Whereas, as good as Rich Brooks was, I mean, they had the Joker years and everything like that, and it was, you know, you're in the SEC, you're UK football. For a while, you were you were in the bottom third of that league. And he's done a good job building the program up. So he very much took some umbrage with the idea that, hey, look, I'm building a great program. Yes, you guys are the you guys are the staple. You guys are one of the blue bloods. But that, just because you're one of the blue bloods, it shouldn't come at the cost of me and our program and our guys. And he made sure to include the fans in that as well. It shouldn't come at the cost of us. Trying to continue to build and try to continue to compete, because we got some good things going here. And I think Myron was just saying that in this new age, I mean, there's new money coming in, new resources. There's going to continue to be competition among programs for it. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that with the infancy of NIL, but it's still a toddler, and toddlers are very wobbly.
True. Yeah, I mean, who knows where it's going to go? Nobody has any idea. Literally. I mean, even the people who know don't know, because, you know, they can know what the landscape is for this very minute, but there's no guarantee what's going to happen next year, 2 years, 5 years from now. I don't know. So, anyway. Okay, so there's that. What else? What else did we have in there? We had the Cowboy had an odd line. He said, so is today the day? Well, he just hit the home run. I mean, what did that mean? I didn't understand that comment.
I was wondering that, too. I mean, was he kind of saying...
He pitches it, he describes it high, deep to left, and it's a home run for Aristides Aquino. And Jeff Bentley says, well, maybe today's going to be the day. Well, evidently it is, because the ball just went over the fence.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I don't know if he meant, like, okay, now, you know, we're going to see the old Aristides Aquino, the guy that made a huge splash when he first came in the league. Like, maybe this will be the turning point, because he's been pretty awful since then. I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting. Guy makes an interesting comparison between Daniel Vogelbach and Babe Ruth, by the way. Somebody just sent me this. Here's the contrast. Guy says, hear me out. Daniel Vogelbach, .480 on base percentage since July 24th. Babe Ruth hasn't got a hit since 1935. Daniel Vogelbach, cool and unique name. Babe Ruth shares the name of the candy bar. Daniel Vogelbach, 29 years young. Babe Ruth, currently deceased. Daniel Vogelbach, photos in color, looking cool. Babe Ruth, photos in black and white, looking boring. Daniel Vogelbach plays against the best of the best. Babe Ruth played against plumbers and librarians. That's the reference to the stupid J.J. Redick comment about, you know, the Bob Cousy reacted to. Daniel Vogelbach has never lost in the World Series. He's never played in the World Series. World Series. Babe Ruth has lost in the World Series. So, you know, when you look at it that way, the only thing that's interesting, by the way, is if you look at pictures of a younger Babe Ruth, he's not nearly as, you know, portly. Sort of be looking
portly
for
portly. Would be the, yeah.
Vogelbach's only 29, and he's like he looks like the 35-year-old Babe Ruth. He looks like the latter day Babe Ruth. When Babe Ruth started, when he was a pitcher in early days with the Yankees, he didn't really pork out until much later. He probably cut his career short, as a matter of fact. But Vogelbach he can swing it. The man can swing it. If you can swing the bat, you know he's not going to go steal a base for you. So you don't need him to do that. Another one, guys. People they turned into a whole thread. Babe Ruth has never given up a run since 1935, but Vogelbach's career ERA is 0.00.
So yes, tongue firmly planted in cheek, but that's pretty good. That's
very
pretty
good. What else? Oh, I don't know if he's going to join us or not. My guess is he probably won't. I don't know.
Nope. He is.
Wow. God bless him. Sully taking the high road because people really saying crappy crap to him. Uh
oh. Sneeze alert. I need an alarm. Sneeze alert. Achoo. God bless you. Salud. Kazoo tight. Sneeze alert.
Cough button's not working. Why is it not working? Damn it.
I don't know. Did you drop it? Did you hit it too hard?
I don't know. But I have to disassemble everything. I'm not doing that in the middle of the show, so forget about that. We'll
yes, please don't. Please don't.
Later on. The good news is this stuff happening.
No. Damn it, no.
Yeah. Maybe Sully will come on and do that for us. Do an encore of The Gap. We should be presented by The Gap. Is The Gap still in business? They didn't go out of business, did they? Is The Gap still around?
I think so. Damn it, that's a good question.
That is.
I always get them mixed up with Old Navy.
No, Old Navy's still going.
No, they're still kicking. The Gap, let's see here. I don't know if they do they still have stores? No, yeah, Gap.
It would
shop,
be difficult.
Gap. There's a Gap at the Paddock Shops. There's a Gap.
Well, then obviously they still exist.
There's a Gap factory in E-Town. Yeah. Gap Incorporated Home. Gap factory every day. I guess maybe, I don't know. My phone's acting really weird.
Yeah, but there is a
my
Gap
phone's
right there.
Really
but
weird.
There used to be a ton of, there used to be like an every mall. There's no Gaps in St. Matthews or Oxmoor or any of those.
I guess not, but there's one in the Paddock for what it's worth.
Gap is now in the midst of a three-year turnaround unveiled in 2020 by its CEO, Sonia Singhal. By 2023, Singhal hopes that the Gap will represent a smaller portion of Gap Inc.'s overall business, but will be profitable. Well, what else are they doing if they're not selling clothes? Is Gap part of Old Navy? Well, you know why, Nick, you lumped them together? Because on February 29th, 2019, Gap Inc. announced that Old Navy and Gap Inc. would split into two companies. They used to be one. But now Old Navy has become an independent company from Gap Inc. So there you go. I don't know. Everybody owns, who owns everything? Like the move was designed to enable the consolidation of the company's older brands, like Gap and Banana. Is Banana Banana Republic? Is that what that is? I think so. Unbelievable.
Which one? Who wins? Banana Republic, Gap, or Old Navy? I think it's Old Navy.
Tomorrow's poll.
Bet Rivers Twitter poll, yeah.
So anyway, Tim Sullivan, as most of you know, because it happened right before we went off the air, I guess, on Friday, the Courier-Journal said, you know, don't come work here anymore. And I've been in touch with him, and I'm happy for him that he, I suppose I can tell you this, he got a very good severance package. He said, to be honest with you, the severance package was so good, I might have taken it as a buyout, walked away voluntarily if they'd offered it to me before. They said, hey, you know, you got to leave. So but it's human nature. You want to leave when you want to leave. You don't want somebody telling you to leave. So as he said, his ego, his pride got bonked around a little bit. But people are, it became a thing where he was, you know, identified with all negative news about Louisville. And so some of the things that people sent him are just disgraceful. They really are. I'm sorry. The woman says, he sent a comment about appreciate all the kind messages and the response to my being laid off by the Courier-Journal. I'll be fine. And a woman sent a picture of a kid saying, ha 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 ha, and you know, you will, your bio will always read as Mr. Negative when it came to Louisville. Here it is. This is great. He wrote, appreciate all the kind messages in response to my being laid up by the Courier-Journal. She sent
a picture of a little kid losing her mind, pointing at the camera, going, ah, ha, 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 ha. And it says, Tim, you lived off negativity. Your career bio will say so. Good luck at KSR. And to his everlasting credit, he responded, thanks for your gracious input. Have a nice day. Take the high road, my friend. It's a stupid thing to say. I'm sorry, it's a stupid thing to say. If you're a listening person who tweeted that, tell you to your face. Stupid thing to say. You know, just that's his agenda as a columnist is not your agenda as a fan. As much as that will piss you off, that's what they do. And there was a lot of negative stuff that happened at Louisville that he didn't make happen. So, and you know, and every time I asked him why'd you write about that, he gave me a good legitimate reason. So that's why I wrote about it, because it was the news. This is where we live. We don't have Major League Baseball. We don't have the NBA. We don't have the NFL. This is what people talk about. So that's what they talked about. And unfortunately for Louisville, a lot of the stuff that went on in the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, Josh would tell you that himself. I mean, when I did the thing with him the other day for the Louisville Forum, he's like, I'm not going to sit here and insult your intelligence. There's been a bunch of bad stuff that went on over the last few years. But I like where we are now. We're going in the right direction, and that's fine. So, you know, it's just... And the guy has something like that happens, just, you know, take a little bit of dignity yourself. But no, that's how the world works right now. It is scarily mean-spirited. It is. If something bad happens, you look at that as an invitation to, especially if the other guy's on, quote, the other team, whether it's politically liberal or conservative or athletics, red or blue or green or whoever color you root for or anything at all. You know, if it's ethnic, you know, they're not the same ethnic group as you. Here's our chance. Get him. Kick him. He's down. let's go. The door's open. Let's stomp on this SOB. Oh, it's unbelievable. So, but he's taking the high road, and he'll be fine. So good for him. So we're taking a break and then coming back, and then he's talking to us. And by the way, yep. Andrea, Double A's joining us?
Yeah, Andrea Adelson at 1. We got a bunch of UK sound, and then you're going to dip out of here, and Local Linguini, my man Patty Ice, is going to tag in with me. We'll take you to 240, and then we're going to replay the Andrea Adelson interview and get a gas bag starting lineup for today, because the gas bags, weather permitting, are in action. There's a new team in the league, which I really like the name of. It's called Lord of the Swings. I think that's pretty good. I think Lord of the Swings is a pretty good name. I love the gas bags. We were talking about also getting, Biscuit and I were kind of talking about maybe getting some new jerseys. I know what you're going to say. How about you win first before you get new jerseys? But look good, play good, son. We are in action tonight, 7:30. Tom Sawyer against the Kikambas.
The who?
Kikambas. I don't know. That's a new team in the league too.
They're going to be good. That's bad. When they don't have, they don't really give a crap about their name, then that means they're good.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. The league right now is, for those of you interested, and totally understand if you're not, Fellowship of the Swings is going to start off the Monday action with Lemon Pepper Steppas, the one team that we actually beat last year.
See, that's what I mean. They spent time on their name, obviously, so they weren't very good.
thanks for that.
Sorry.
We also, Sons of Pitches, which is, they've been in the league for a while, are playing Team Handle. Don't recognize those guys. Middle-Aged Mafia, I recognize those guys. They're playing Fellowship of the Swings. Fellowship of the Swings. Which I love that name, in a doubleheader action today. Gasbags taking on Kikambas at 7:30. Field 3, come see us. Bring me birthday presents.
How could I forget? Today is the... You know why I forgot? Because we've been celebrating it for like 4 days. I'd forgotten that today is actually the Big Header producer's birthday. Yeah. So wish him happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah.
Yay. In fact, you can call and sing happy birthday to him if you'd like. We'll let you do it on the air as long as you don't... You know, do something stupid.
Yeah, don't say anything that I have to dump. Or just please don't. But nonetheless, I would appreciate and thank you to all the I've gotten a lot of messages, and shout out to my man Jeremy Waman for reminding me. Also, he said happy birthday to two of my guys, Larry O'Bannon and Nick Falvano. I forgot that I share a birthday with Larry O'Bannon.
Yes, you do.
I knew a handful of people that I shared my birthday with. And they were pretty strong, but I didn't know about a bunch of others. I share my birthday with, I knew this, Linda Ellerbe of Nick News, one of my heroes when I was younger. Big fan of that show. I knew I shared it with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so because I had my whole pickup line set up with her. By the way, not saying, just saying. If you look at the guy she's dated,
you have a chance?
Oh, totally. I'm totally in her wheelhouse. I'm just saying. And, you know, Jeanette and I have given each other celebrity hall passes. She's one of mine. So there's always a chance. Her, Ben Affleck. And I didn't realize this. I share it with some rappers, too. Chief Keef and the late, great Nipsey Hussle. Didn't realize I shared a birthday with those two guys. So how about that? And there were a couple other ones I forgot that I was like, what? I didn't realize I shared a birthday with those guys. But pretty solid lineup. Pretty solid lineup. I'd put my lineup against just about anybody. What's her name? Not Meg Ryan. Deb something or other. She's a big actress, too. But I can't remember the name. But
she has your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. August 15th birthdays. We're going to do this. Might as well do this. Let's see here. Shout out. Brian just gave me a happy birthday. Deborah Messing. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't realize that. I knew this but forgot. Funny man Anthony Anderson shares my birthday. Joe Jonas, arguably the most talented of the Jonas Brothers, but maybe not the the sexiest. He has my birthday. Julia Child. Didn't realize that one. Chef extraordinaire, bon appetit. How's about that?
And speaking of French, today also the birthday of Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, no, I said that. Yeah.
No, I didn't even hear you say that.
Yeah.
Damn. No, I blame you for not listening, and I didn't even hear you say that. I apologize.
Is this true? Oh, okay. It said that Chris Hemsworth. No, he's born the 11th. Emily Kinney. I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah, she's in The Walking Dead. I know her. Vernon Jordan. Let's see here. Those are... there is an athlete, a couple athletes besides Larry O'Bannon that have my birthday. Let's see here. Famous... August 15th, B-Days. We're doing this on the air. I don't care if I'm torpedoing the show. It's my birthday, damn it. Chief Keef, Nipsey Hussle. Carlos Pena Vega. He was in Big Time Rush. He was my favorite guy in Big Time Rush. Very funny. Who else we got? A soccer player who I don't know. Donald Mustard. Don't know who that guy is, but I like his last name.
Oscar Peterson, the Grammy-winning jazz pianist.
Ah, very nice. Greats. Very nice. D-Lo, I think he's a comedian. Let's see here. Matt Lobster. I don't know who the hell that is either. Gigi LeBlanc, the famous French bulldog, has my birthday. This is the one. I couldn't remember. But Boban Marjanovic in the NBA, the hilarious big man. Boban shares my birthday.
Nice.
Very pleased.
He's funny.
With that.
Yeah, he's a clown.
He is very funny. Ethan McKinnon, I don't know who that is.
I don't mind really getting old. I don't know any of these people.
I don't know who any of these people are either, but I'm on famousbirthdays.com. And I just like the guy named Donald Mustard. I don't know who that guy is. Oh, he's a game designer. Look at that. He made Fortnite.
Oh, man.
The Fortnite guy, Donald Mustard. That's pretty strong. That's a good lineup. Good lineup. Couple
here's
actresses.
Things that were released on this date. Crazy Rich Asians was released in 2018. Uptown Girls was released in 2003. Freddy vs. Jason also released in 2003 and on this date.
It's one of the very first rated R horror movies I ever watched.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, classic.
Released in 1979. So there you go. August 15th, that's their birthday. That's how they list the movies by their birthdays.
I like that. Big fan of Apocalypse Now. That's
never saw it.
Apocalypse Now is good. I like Full Metal Jacket slightly more, but both very, very good.
I did see Full Metal Jacket. That's disturbing.
Yeah. No, R. Lee Army is one of the all-time great...
They allowed him to improvise all that, too, by the way. They tried to write for him, and they realized they couldn't do it, and so they just let him go. They said, just do what you want.
Oh, yeah. No, he actually scared Stanley Kubrick one time, because Stanley, who's famous for doing, 10,000 takes to get one 10-second shot, was correcting him on something, and he turned around and was like, you don't yell at me, maggot. And, Stanley, he was still in character, and Stanley absolutely, pooped his pants, but loved it. And at that point, he was just basically do your thing, Arlie. And he is, This is one thing. Shout out to all the people in the armed forces. But some of those guys are hilarious. And if you, I mean, the insults they have are, if you ever get bored, look that up on YouTube and then read the comments, because the stories are hilarious. There's one story I heard where they're yelling at some private, just smoking him. And I mean, this one guy's just tearing into him. And he's like, get down there and start pushing pavement. And so he's doing push-ups. And this other guy comes over and says, hey, I think you're being kind of hard on the private. And they have a discussion about the private. And then a third guy comes in and, you know, he's like, hey, I think you guys are being kind of hard on the private. The whole time they're passively aggressively making him do push-ups the whole time. So they're just messing with his head, thinking that they're coming to, like, you know, to save him. And he's just doing hundreds of push-ups the whole time they're having this conversation of whether or not they're being too hard on the private, right above him too. And it's, I mean, just hilarious. I don't know how half the time you don't crack up. And of course, if you laugh, then they smoke you even harder. But oh my God, some of the insults they have are just absolutely pee your pants funny.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll do it now. Thanks for being with us. It's Monday, ESPN 680, 105.7.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.